Thank you. Welcome my brother Aaron Brown again. Thank God this time you come. Give him an order.
Thank you, Timothy, both for leading and for your words of welcome, and also to Johnny for the word of testimony. Brother, I was thoroughly encouraged and blessed to hear the Lord work in your heart, even in those recent years. Praise the Lord. Good to be here tonight. Good to see you all. A few familiar faces. You're all sitting thinking, not him again, but here I am. And it's good, certainly, to have the privilege of bringing the word of God here tonight. I want you to take your copy of the scriptures, please, and turn with me to Luke's Gospel. Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. Just a brief reading here. Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. And we'll commence our reading at the verse 43. And the woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him, that's Christ, came behind Christ, and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." Amen. We'll end our reading there at the verse 48. I want you to pray. We're going to bow our heads, by our hearts. I certainly value your prayer as a preacher, but I want you also to pray for yourself, because it may be well for the preacher to receive help. You, the hearer, must receive help. Tonight, we're going to consider from the Word of God, and I want the Holy Ghost to open your heart and mind to the truths contained in this passage. Let's pray to that end. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we bow before you tonight. And surely, Lord, the very action of prayer demonstrates our dependence upon the Lord. For Father, we need thee. We need thee to send the Holy Ghost. We ask you, Lord, to fill this meeting with power. For Lord, there may be some in this house, Lord, I don't know every soul here and how they stand before thee. Lord, I would ask of thee, the one who knows every soul, every thought, every heart, Lord, you'll search every heart tonight and you'll work. Lord, this place will be the very abiding place of the power of God, that every soul should be gripped, not by the voice of a preacher, but by the hand of God. Lord, there would be a change tonight, that there would be a heart work. Lord, the head would be certainly expanded with these truths, but that the heart would be broken. And Lord, the soul would be transformed, that tonight there would be the very work of the new birth, of new creatures born in Christ. Lord, in this house, maybe people in their own homes they watch in, and Lord, throughout this week, the remaining nights, tonight, tomorrow night, oh God, we pray, do something, Lord, in this house, that only even heaven shall fully reveal. Oh Lord, that there will be that testimony, even as our brother Jonathan spoke of, when the Lord just put his finger upon the very problem of his heart. Lord, tonight, put your finger upon us, and let us be changed. We commit, Lord, our time into your hands. Come and glorify your name. In Jesus' name, We ask and pray these things. Amen and amen. Well, let me ask you a question tonight. I wonder if you're here, and you're here with the desire to be saved. I wonder if you've come tonight and you've been thinking about salvation. You've been thinking about coming to Christ, and you're here tonight, and that's in the back of your mind. It's time for me to come. If that's the case, amen. Because what I want to do tonight is show you from this passage of Scripture a woman. And that's exactly what she did. She came to Christ. She came to the Lord. That's what you need to do tonight. You need to find the Lord, call upon Him, and make Him your Savior. In a moment or two's time, we'll get into this text. Before we do, I want you to do something for me tonight. I want you to think, first of all. That's important. And I want you to get inside this woman's head. You can see from verse 43 of our text, is a woman that we're talking about tonight. I want you to get inside her head. I want you to feel her emotions. I want you to compare yourself to this woman. I want you to work tonight. That's why I ask you to pray from the outset. The Lord would bless you. I'm not the only one working tonight. I want you to work. And I want you to think carefully through this passage of Scripture. Let's read verse 43, please. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which has spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. There's a great multitude here. There's a multitude of people. You can see that in the previous verses and in our text here. There's a lot of people, but there's one woman. There's one woman whose life was changed on this occasion. And here we have a little multitude tonight, if you like. A nucleus of people who have gathered into God's house. And here's the prayer, here's the desire, that the Lord would at the very least work on one of your hearts and change you tonight. You would encounter the power of God. Now this passage introduces us to a woman who's desperately miserable. She's miserable. And she's miserable because she's got a disease. And she's had it not for 1 or 2 years, she's had it for 12 years. She's sorely afflicted. And the disease that this woman had, let me tell you how severe it was. It would have affected, certainly her whole body would have in some way have been affected by this disease. Not only physically, but emotionally. It would have got her down. It would have affected her in a way which was very unpleasant. This woman was wrecked emotionally, physically, from the crown of her head to the sole of the foot. She would have been affected by this condition. Everything about this text suggests that she's miserable, consumed by this disease for 12 years. It says in verse 43, for 12 years she had it and she spent all her living upon physicians. 12 years of spending all that she had trying to find a cure. And maybe tonight that's just like you. You're unsaved, unconverted. Maybe you get a few pounds. And you use that money, you spend it to try and pick yourself up. Whether it's go out, town, get something you desire. Maybe it's purchase that car you've been saving for all your life or whatever. And you're trying to satisfy your soul. There's a void within you. You're miserable. A car won't fill it. Money won't fill it. It's Christ that will fill it. And I want you to meet Christ tonight. We know that this issue of blood that this woman had, it made her unclean. Remember, this is a different culture. It made her unclean, and because of her condition, she couldn't participate in the synagogue the same as other people. She was different. And again, maybe that's just like you. You're sitting here tonight, and you're different from everybody else. Not your clothes. It's not your hair. It's not your conduct. You're different because you're not saved. You're sitting in a meeting and there's many people who are converted, trusting in Christ, ready for heaven, going to glory, but you know you're not. You're
just like this woman. I hope you're beginning to see, if you're unsaved tonight, you are very like this woman. And another thing about this woman is that her condition only got worse and worse and worse. She was in a desperate situation. So I would imagine already you're beginning to see the striking similarities between this woman and yourself tonight if you're not saved. You're miserable. You're miserable. Can I tell you why you're miserable? You're miserable because of sin. Whether or not you realize that right now, I don't know. But I hope you will by the end of this meeting. You're miserable tonight because of your sin. Because of your rejection of Christ. The Lord has died upon the cross. He's died to save you. He is there for you to enjoy. Even as a young brother testified, when you have the Lord, your life is full. You're glad in Christ. That's why you're miserable, because of the sin of rejecting Christ and every other sin that goes with it. Sin has totally affected you. You have a disease tonight. Your disease is called the SIN virus, sin. And it affects you from the crown of your head to the sole of your foot, right into the depths of your soul and being. It's getting worse. Maybe you've tried to hide your sin. Maybe you've tried to clean up your life and you're just not making any headway. You're as sinful today as you were last year and the year before that. You're outside of Christ and you're weary of that. Praise God. Be weary of it. I want to just show you something else here. Read verse 43. And I want you to consider what this woman's called. Verse 43, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, and so on. What's her name? I don't know. Why are we not told her name? Because it doesn't matter. You see, this verse and this passage, it's not here to tell us so much about this poor woman. It's here to tell you about Jesus Christ, who has the power to relieve you of your sin, to relieve you of the disease which is affecting your whole body. It's making you miserable. It's Christ who will heal you. That's the purpose of this passage. Now, what I want you to think about tonight is very simply this. Why did she touch him? Why did she touch him? We've read the words there of verse 44. Let's read it again, please. Verse 44, it says, the woman, she came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately, her issue of blood stanched. You know, I find that a little bit strange. She stretched out and she touched him. Why? Why did she do this? Why did she undoubtedly exert her energy to press through the crowd, to thrust herself forward, and by the very language, she only touched the hem of his garment, she just about touched him and no more. Why did she throw everything in this one touch? Well, I'm going to explain to you why. And that's what you need to do tonight, is throw yourself onto Christ. She touched him because she saw her need. She touched him because she saw her need. This woman was aware she had a need. She was aware of the disease that was present in her body. She was aware of a problem. And it says in verse 43, she went to several physicians. She went to one doctor, another doctor, and this one and that one, and whatever other remedy she could get her hands on. But she found no remedy. She found no cure. So what is she doing? She forgets about all the other physicians and she casts herself onto Christ, trusting Christ alone. Perhaps tonight, you know, like this woman, you know you have a disease, you know you're a sinner, you know you are outside of Christ and that sin dwells within you. It's a problem. Because that disease of sin, like any disease, that disease will take your life away. It will kill you, physically. It'll also damn your soul. Can I say something as well? Sometimes people get this idea of going to hell as being like some kind of outer body experience. That when you die, you stand before the judgment throne and you're cast into hell and you're kind of just some disembodied member or whatever. Not so. Not so. You look at your hands and your feet tonight. You look in the mirror when you go home. Because the Bible tells us that the soul and the spirit are brought to, sorry, the soul and the body are brought together and both are cast under the lake of fire. Your sin tonight will damn you. I want that to really alert you. I want to stand here tonight and warn you of the truth. If you're not saved, you will be in hell. And I want you to take that really seriously tonight. It'll be wrong of me to skip over that. Watch where you're heading tonight. This woman saw that she had a disease, so she went to the great physician. But I find, and I hope it's not the case tonight, I find that people know they're a sinner, and they know there's a hell, and they are conscious that if they died, they would end up in hell. So they know they have this problem, but don't do anything about it. This woman knew she had a problem. What did she do? She went to Christ. You've a problem. Your problem is sin. What do? You go to Christ. Don't put it off. Whatever you do. For they to be saved. Maybe now. Don't put it off to another day. Get right with God. Why stand in the queue to hell tonight? Why stand at hell's door? And just be happy to queue there. No, let's get right with God. As Jonathan said, get on the narrow road, heading to glory and heading to home. This woman touched the Lord because she saw her need. This woman also touched the Lord because, well, she knew what the result would be. She fought her way through the crowd. She thrust herself forward. She touched the Lord because she knew, as soon as I do that, I'm going to change. How did she know that? How did this woman know that if she touched him, she would change? Well, I'm going to tell you how. Take your Bibles and turn with me to Mark chapter 5, please. Mark chapter 5. And the verse number 7. Sorry, the verse 27. Mark 5, 27. Here's the parallel passage. Oh, we'll just read verse 25 so you see it. It's the same passage, verse 25 of Mark 5. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse when she had heard of Jesus. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. She had heard of Christ. And she heard of this great healer. She had heard of his power to mend those who were unwell. How did she hear about him? Well, she would have heard about Christ undoubtedly through the many other people who were cured. Just in Mark. We'll not turn to them, but for example, in Mark you have the leper who was cleansed. That was sounded abroad. You have the demoniac of Gadara. That was well known, legion. What the Lord did there, the man who was sick of the palsy and so on. All of these things happened before this woman touched Christ. So she had already heard of what the Lord had done for others. She had seen what Christ had done for men and women around her. And you're the same tonight. You're the exact same. Because you have seen what Christ has done for your friends. You're here tonight. I assume you're with somebody. I don't know. Maybe you're here on your own. Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming. But you will know somebody who's saved. And they're transformed by the gospel. You have seen what happens when someone touches Christ. transformed. You're just like this woman. She learned or heard of him, the others marvelously cured. And again, those people who were cured were genuinely cured. And here you are tonight, there are people who are saved, and you know they're genuinely saved. You've watched them. Young woman, young man, you've watched someone and you've seen that no matter what, here's a person, they have Christ in their soul, there's a difference. It's genuine, you don't have it. Let that alert you, please. And get what they have. Be saved. This woman heard of Christ, the others who were marvelously cured. This woman heard of Christ through the preaching of the Bible, of the Word. Luke 9, won't turn to it, but Luke 9 there, before this woman was touched, because that's just the way the Bible is working there, she would have heard of men who were preaching. And they've been preaching for a long time. There were people ministering. Right through the Old Testament, there were prophets, there were preachers proclaiming about Jesus Christ. And this woman had heard the word of Jesus Christ. And again, you're the same here tonight. You've heard the preaching before. I would be surprised if this is the first time you've heard the gospel. You've heard of what it can do. And you've heard that Christ can save you and you need a savior. You're just like this woman. One other thing. She heard about Christ through the scripture itself. This woman would have known the Bible. The Old Testament was well known in those days. All the promises of scripture and so on. She would have known the scripture to a greater or lesser degree. And again, that's just like you. You know the scriptures here tonight. I think everybody knows Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know that verse. You know the verses that speak or teach that you're a sinner. You know the verses about Christ. The Son of Man is coming to seek and save those that are lost. You know the verses about hell, where it speaks about bind them and cast them out, cast them into outer darkness, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know those verses about Christ and about hell and about the Savior and about your own sin. You know all those things. You know as much, and in fact, you know a lot more than this woman knew. You haven't been to Christ yet. And I want to alert you there. If what you have already hasn't brought you to Christ, I wonder what you're waiting for. You know the scriptures. You know who Christ is. What are you waiting for? Friend, you need to call upon God. That's necessary. Now, this woman, she touched him because she knew what the result would be. She knew her disease would go. She knew she'd be changed. And I wonder, can I try and put my finger on your heart tonight? Maybe that's your problem. You know that if you come to Christ, you'll change. And you'll not be doing the things that you like to do. And there are things that you love doing that you will not be able to do. And you don't want to be saved because you don't want to give those things up. Those things can be put into one big category. You love them more than Christ. They are your idols. They are your gods. And they cannot save you. Cannot do anything for you. And someday you're going to die. We're all going to die. And you need a savior. You need someone to take you. You need someone to bring you into heaven. You need someone to carry you home. You need someone to make you worthy of entering into heaven. And let me tell you, anything you have or do or love or whatever cannot do that for you. Only Christ can make you worthy of entering into heaven by his death, by his resurrection. You need Christ tonight. Just thirdly and finally here, she touched him because she knew that he was the only one who could save her. She knew that Christ was the only one who could save her. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Let's go back to our text. Please go with me to Luke's Gospel again. In the verse 47, please. Look at 47. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling. Just maybe in passing, you can note there, there's the fear of God. The fear of God. She came trembling. I hope when you go into God's house, you come trembling. I hope when you come to pray, you come trembling. You're approaching the Almighty God. She came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him. She began to tell them why she touched Christ. She would have declared, I have no doubt, she would have stood there when the Lord asked the question, who touched me? She came trembling and she began to say, well, I touched you and here's the reason why. For 12 years I've been wrecked. My body, my mind, my emotions, I've been in turmoil, I've been miserable. I've tried this, I've tried that, I find no peace, I find no joy, I find no cure, and Lord, what can I do? I thrust myself upon you, for you're the only one who can help me. That's what she would have told him.
And of course, as soon as she touched him, this woman was healed. She knew that Christ was the only one who could help her, and he did. He rid her of the disease. But the Lord didn't just rid this woman of a disease. I want you to see this tonight. I don't want you to think that this only applies to somebody who's sick and unwell. The Lord didn't just heal her body. The Lord touched this woman's soul. Read verse 48 with me. She has just told him why she touched him. Verse 48, Christ speaks. Glorious verse. Here's the climax of the passage. And he said unto her, daughter, daughter. Do you see the significance of that? Remember who's speaking?
This is God. God veiled in flesh. This is the Son of God. And he turns to him and calls this woman, daughter. She is now in the family of God. She's been adopted. She's been brought in. This woman's transformed. The Lord didn't just cure her on the outside. The Lord cured her on the inside. Soul's different. There's life here. She's part of the family of God.
Let's read on. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Be of good comfort. That just simply means you be at ease now.
Be at ease.
And I want you to think about that. You've been wrestling for years. You're unsaved. And you've been in turmoil. You've no contentment in your own soul. The fear of falling into hell and whatever else you want to mention there. And yet in a moment, the Lord can say, you can go and be at ease now. For you're in my hand. You're saved. That's what Christ offers tonight. Daughter, be of good comfort. Read the rest of the verse. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Do you see that? Thy faith hath made thee whole. See, you're not whole tonight. You're not whole because, well, you don't have faith in Christ. Can I put it like this? And I've said it already tonight. You've a void within your soul. There's a void in your life that nothing will fill except Christ. And here's the answer. How can that be filled? Through faith in Christ. When you rest on him, you have the joy, you have the comfort, you are made whole, complete. That's the joy of salvation. That's why so many a Christian will testify and say to you that they're satisfied in Christ. Nothing else satisfied, because nothing else fills the void. You know what it's like. I've got a little 2-year-old son. He's got one of those, you know, those wee boxes you give the kids, and there's holes at the top of it, a triangular hole and a square one and so on. And you have to put the square block in the square hole, and you have to put the triangular one in the triangular hole and so on.
You see, there's a space there, and it's only the particular object, the square for the square, and triangle for the triangle, and so on. That's just that your soul. There's a hole there. Only Christ can fill it. That's how you're made whole, faith in Christ. And then read the last three words here. This thrills me. He says to her, go in peace. What a statement. Go in peace. Again, she's full of anxiety. She's been full of turmoil all her years. And here she is. She's going away in peace now. Able to rest in her bed at night. Able to enter into her life and enjoy whatever days God has given to her. Because she has peace now. And it's not just peace for a few hours. It's eternal peace. Go in peace. And maybe you could bring into that passage the idea that she can go into eternity with peace. Go into the rest of your existence in peace. For you have peace with God. And I wonder tonight, do you have peace with God? Do you realize you're his enemy? Do you? From the day and the hour you were born, you were the enemy of God. You need God to make peace with you. That's what we do when we cry, oh God, save me. Save me from your wrath. Save me from what I deserve. Change me. And give me the peace that I long for. Let me conclude here tonight. She touched him. As the verse says, she touched him because she saw her need. And you've seen your need. You know you're a sinner. She touched him because she knew what the result would be. And if you touch Christ tonight, you know what the result will be. You will be changed. She touched him because she knew he was the only one who could cure her. Tonight, here's what I want you to do. Just like this woman, you thrust yourself upon Christ. You need a Savior. You need someone you can rest in to make sure you're ready for God's eternity. You trust in Christ. He can save you. Perhaps, just before we do close here, let me just point you to one verse. You don't have to turn to it, but I'll just read it with you. There's a woman, Lydia, in the Bible, another woman. And it says about Lydia in Acts 16, verse 14. It says there, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of. And I wonder tonight, has the Lord opened your heart? Have you for the first time understood, yes, I am a sinner. Yes, Christ is the Savior. Yes, I am an abyss of sin. I am not worthy of heaven. I have rejected Christ all my life. The Lord has opened your heart. The devil wouldn't show you that. Your flesh wouldn't show you that. The world wouldn't show you that. But the Holy Ghost, God can show you that. He's working in your heart. If the Lord has opened your heart tonight, you attend on to what we've read in this passage in Luke. She touched him. She thrust herself. She stretched out. There was that idea of grabbing, laying her hand, just doing what she could. She touched in Christ. And that woman was changed. Tonight you thrust yourself upon the Savior. I would like you to stay behind tonight if you're concerned. Talk to someone, me, or whoever you want, maybe your friend. I can't save you. But I know one who can, Jesus Christ. And I'd love you tonight to come to the Savior.